Box City's Score Chapter and News Talk 1150 WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, here is Biz Talk.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk this morning. We have a great show for you this morning. We're going to be talking about something that a lot of folks know about, and it's called dyslexia. And we have a wonderful, charming young lady in the studio this morning who started a business called Reed Learning Educational Services, LLC. Her name is Kelly Steinke. Kelly's a former special ed teacher and about 6 years ago started her business. It's a great story. And we welcome you this morning, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, thank you for having me here this morning.
Great to have you here this morning. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to be here. Nice to see the snow is slowing down anyway.
And it's going to wash away this week.
Yeah, looking forward to spring, desperately.
Justin was talking 50-some degrees with rain coming up. Yeah. Snow's going to be gone.
Yep.
Well, Kelly, tell us a little bit about yourself. What is your background? And tell us a little bit about how you started Reed Learning Educational Services, LLC.
Well, I would love to share some background with you. My background is in education, and I started off earning my undergraduate degree at UW Oshkosh right here locally and became dually licensed with the regular education teaching license as well as a special ed teaching license. Went on to teach students with learning disabilities because that was my area of specialty for about 15 years, maybe a little more than 15 years. And you know, after teaching a few years, I started to notice some real peculiar symptoms in some of my students' reading habits, because I did work with students who had reading disabilities, and through kind of recognizing these patterns in reading, I realized that what I was seeing were signs and symptoms of dyslexia, mm-hmm. which was something I really never learned about in my mm-hmm. undergraduate degree, nor in my work as a, well, actually with National Board Certification or in my master's degree.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So when you were teaching and you saw this opportunity to reach out and help these students, what inspired you to do that? You shared a really great story, if you could encapsulate that in a couple of minutes, maybe?
Sure.
That one student that inspired you?
Sure. You know, long story short, when I came to realize that I needed to use a different type of programming with these kids that were showing the signs and symptoms of dyslexia, I'll just tell you the story. I was a new teacher teaching at a new school, and first day of school,
mm-hmm.
waiting in my classroom, and the kids are shuffling through the hallway. They're starting to filter in and find their desks. Well, one little boy, fifth grade boy, comes through the door. Instead of finding his seat, he makes a beeline straight for me.
Stops
in front of me. Yep, fifth grade. He had bright orange curly hair. You know, hair that didn't grow so much in length as it did in volume. Great self-confidence, charisma with this child. He held his hand out in front of me and offered to shake my hand, and he introduced himself like this. He said, "Hi, Mrs. Steinke. My name is Andrew. I have dyslexia. You're not going to be able to teach me how to read this year, but don't worry. I have a private tutor who will."
Okay.
So I thought, wow.
Yeah.
You know, what does a teacher say to that? Especially on the first day of school. It's not like I had a track record of not being able to help him. So from there, I knew I needed to do some digging, because I had taught about 9 years at this time and hadn't had a single student diagnosed with dyslexia
mm-hmm.
ever. And to my knowledge, didn't ever have a student with dyslexia. In hindsight, I know that was incorrect because mm-hmm. it affects 20% of the population.
Mm-hmm.
So contacted Andrew's mother and received permission to talk to his private teacher. And from there, really, you know, that's where the story begins.
Okay.
His private tutor ended up being the president of the Orbita chapter, because mm-hmm. at the time we were living in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
and learned all I could learn, was able to bring programming into the school system I was working at, and, you know, that's really how this got started.
Okay. So where is Reed, where's your company, Reed Learning Educational Services? What do you operate out of, and how can folks reach you?
Reed is located out of Grand Chutes, mm-hmm. so we're right here in Appleton, mm-hmm. and I can be reached through my website. There is an inquiry submission button there. You can feel free to give me a call. My phone number is on my website, my email, my web address. And I currently offer several different types of services. So one type of service I offer is private instruction mm-hmm. for students who have dyslexia or dysgraphia or attention deficit disorder. I work with some of the executive functioning types of skills. And if I work with students privately, I do work with them out of my home office, mm-hmm. and that is located in Grand Chutes.
And your website is www.readlearningservices.com.
You got it.
And it's a great website. We've both been to it.
Right, very, very good. I have a quick question on that, too. Being a little dyslexic, we talked about this earlier on myself, I have looked at your name and title of the business, and, of course, I keep adding the ing, reading. How did you come up with the word just read learning? There's a background to that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Read is actually all caps. Capital R-E-A-D, mm-hmm. because it stands for something. It stands for redefining education and dyslexia.
Okay.
And I came up with that because as soon as I started learning what dyslexia looked like and how to identify it in my students, it redefined completely how I teach.
Okay.
How you approach it.
How I approach it.
And you wanted to do something for those students.
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about that after the break because Kelly has been very entrepreneurial and she's actually developed some products that can help people learn how to spell properly.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about that after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk and the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts and Haling, simplifying the steps towards success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts and Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Kelly Steinke. Kelly is a special ed teacher who about 6 years ago started her own company called Reed Learning Educational Services, LLC, and we're learning about dyslexia and about how Kelly saw an opportunity to really make a difference in folks' lives, so she started her company. Before we get back to Kelly, we'd like to tell you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter brings you this program each weekend. We are one of about 350 chapters around the country. We're located in the Fox Cities Chamber Building, downtown Appleton, and we service three cities, seven counties, from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 53 mentors in our chapter, volunteers, former business owners, retired folks, active folks, who want to make a difference for you, the entrepreneur, to help you start your business or grow your business. And you can learn more about obtaining our free confidential mentoring services by going to our website at foxcities.score www.thebusinessedge.org. So, Kelly, we were talking in the first segment about who you are and your business name and so on. Tell us a little bit about that leap you took. And we were talking in a pre-show about you'd been doing this for a while and doing this for a while, and then all of a sudden, what motivated you to finally take the leap and do it?
Well, that's a great question. Starting this business was really a gradual process. So it started off small. It was more of a hobby job than anything because I love working with kids who learn differently, because they go from not being able to read like they should to really the sky's the limit. And after years of doing that, probably 5 years or more, because I've only been in business full-time for 5 months now.
Okay.
So after years of doing that, working with private families, evenings, weekends, really whenever I could fit them in to
40-hour work week.
To help them out, right, and working, teaching full-time right. as a career as well as having a family, and right. then I threw a master's degree in there as yeah. well, so wrapped that up too, figured why not.
Yeah, as I asked, what did you do in your spare time while you were doing all this, raising how many kids?
What spare time? Yeah, I have two children of my own, and it really reached the point of, gee, I really have to decide where my heart is. Either it's with my classroom, teaching as a special ed teacher in the public school systems, or is my heart really with these families and very specifically servicing a very certain type of area.
And narrow niche.
Very narrow niche, right. So I reached the point of decision time. I had too much on my plate, and I was very interested in dyslexia and helping families move in that direction. So I had to either walk away from the families I was servicing to keep myself sane emotionally because I had too much going on, or I had to keep them and even take on more because I've always had a waiting list. This is the interesting part of this business is I really haven't done any traditional marketing up until 5 months ago, and I've had a waiting list from day one.
So you found balance in your life by making a decision, and that was pursuing your own business because you knew you could really make a difference there.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah. I know we were talking a little bit about this. The two things that you end up balancing, and most of our clients have the same thing, is that fear of getting started, but then on the other side of it, that burning desire to do something. Now, how did you get that balance to work, I guess is what we were looking for.
That's a great question. A lot of it had to do with timing, right? So as a teacher, I had the summers off. And so last summer, I really was able to dig into this product line I was working on. And it was very exciting because I found my graphic artist and some of the subcontractors that I needed to hire out in order to make this come to life. And I just had so much momentum going from last summer. I knew if I went through the entire school year teaching as a classroom teacher, that momentum would be gone. And it was time. I had students, families asking me for services during the daytime hours as well as the evening hours. And there were just too many opportunities that presented themselves in order to pass them by.
Now, you've built this program using other things and then adapting them to your needs and so on, outside information, outside things. Where did you find some of the materials, some of the things that you're able to use and help people with?
Well, the materials have really been a culmination of a lot of different professional trainings. So, for instance, I'm certified in a particular reading program called the Barton Reading and Spelling System. And that has been a fantastic program to use with students who have symptoms of dyslexia. But I'm also trained as an Orton-Gillingham specialist. So I've gone through training, on that route, on that end also. And I'm able to create an individualized lessons for each particular student. I've used Handwriting Without Tears. And just it's really a culmination of all these different trainings that have all come together. And you take pieces, to meet the needs of the particular child you're working with.
You know, how times have changed, Randy. When we were growing up in Appleton, I went to Catholic grade school, and I wish Sister Mary Rachel could listen to Kelly this morning, because I used to get the ruler across the knuckles.
Ouch.
And I told Kelly the same thing as, when I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was told I had to go into business because the way I spell, without a secretary, I was not going to survive more than 5 minutes
right.
in the real world. Kelly, I wish we had your help back then.
In your business now, as you apply your trade and help students, you're also helping the family understand what the student's going through. So it's not just the student you're talking to, it's the family. Is that working well? Is that a good solution for you?
It is, actually. And part of my business is it's not just private instruction, it's speaking engagements.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just creating an awareness.
Mm-hmm.
Because dyslexia is genetic. So if you have mm-hmm. dyslexia, the parents, mm-hmm. or a close relative, there's a 50% chance that the children will also inherit the dyslexia. So step one is really sharing the knowledge and getting the knowledge out there. And that can be done through speaking engagements. It can be done through professional development training with teachers in the school systems. And, it really is life-changing, because once you can identify what the need is, mm-hmm. then you can look for the right type of intervention.
Correct. Yep. We're going to take another break right now. We're going to continue our conversation with Kelly. And you're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Now, welcome back to Biz Talk. We're having a great conversation this morning with Kelly Steinke. Kelly started a company called Reed Learning Educational Services, LLC, and she's doing some really, really great work with folks who have dyslexia, and she has a few other things going on in her company we're going to talk about. First, we're going to tell you a little bit more about the SCORE chapter. We do the free confidential mentoring, but in addition to that, we also have seminars. Randy, what's coming up?
Well, we're right in the middle of our Simple Steps program. We've had the first three sessions already, for those of you who haven't taken part in it, but we still have two more sessions coming up, which are available to you if you want to go out to the website at foxcities.score.org. You can register for them. The next one coming up on Wednesday, that's going to be the 9th, is going to be on financial projections, which is how do I read a
balance sheet, income statement.
Income statement, all of the things that are involved with doing the financial background on your company, and then also seeing how they all relate, what the different relationships are, and why it's important to understand that. That's going to be taught by Mary Lou Vandehei from our SCORE chapter. 25 years of background in accounting, so she's got a fantastic background to be able to help people with. Like I said, that's the 9th, that's Wednesday in the evening from 6 to 9 at the Chamber office. The last program, that one, Tony, you're involved with, we're going to be talking about funding. You know, as a recovering banker, both you and I can work on that project. Tony will be talking about the traditional things, your relationship with your banker, and how you have to, what you need to do to get a loan. And I will be talking a little bit more on the non-traditional things like crowdfunding. Mm-hmm. How do I find an angel investor? What does that type of thing mean? And so that
and just
program,
don't rob a bank.
No, don't rob a bank. No, you have to work for the money.
I know, you got to earn it.
But anyway, that one will be on the 16th. And again, from 6 until 9 in the evening, go out to the website. You can register. Each session is $25 each, and you can take either one or both. So we invite you, please. Also, check out that website. There's a lot of great things on that website for education, especially one of the things we're talking about a lot are the webinars that are out there. They are on our site, or they are on the nationalscore.org website. Mm-hmm. So,
what's our website again?
foxcities.score.org.
Thanks,
after 6 years, I learned how to do that.
That's right. We got over the com and made an org out of it.
Yep.
You betcha. The other thing coming up is on May 3rd, our SCORE chapter is going to be turning 40 years old. And SCORE actually started 52 years ago, so the folks back in 1976 were very visionary and said, let's get this program going in Appleton. And Gene Birchler and a bunch of guys got together and started the SCORE chapter, May 27, 1976. We're going to have a celebration on May 3rd at Liberty Hall. Look at the website, foxcities.score.org, for more information, and we invite you to come. So with that, we're going to turn back to talk to Kelly. Kelly Steinke is the owner of Reed Learning Educational Services, LLC. And Kelly, we're talking about dyslexia and your journey into entrepreneurism and how you left a teaching position and took the leap, started your company. In addition to, what is dyslexia? Can you define that a little bit and give us some idea
what
that is?
Yeah, there are a lot of myths that float around about dyslexia, so getting the definition is actually, it's an important thing. Dyslexia really is a neurological learning condition. It's language-based, so it's a language-based disability, and dyslexia is characterized by three main symptoms.
Okay.
So the first characteristic being poor spelling. Hey, people with dyslexia generally really struggle to spell. Mm-hmm. Second characteristic being the inability to sound out words in isolation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you see a word and there's no context clues, there's no picture clues, you can't guess by the shape, these kids or adults don't have any strategies to take apart that word and sound it out.
Okay.
And the third characteristic being poor fluency. So when the individual reads, the reading is labored, it's slow, it's choppy. Words might be missing. They may skip little words. They may change endings on words. So it's also inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes, by the time the person gets done reading the passage they need to read, they've had to work so hard at decoding it or sounding it out and reading it that they've forgotten what they've read.
Mm-hmm. Context story.
Before we go much further, I'd like to give out the phone number. If you have a question for Kelly, call us this morning at 281-1150 in Appleton. And outside Appleton, you can reach us on a TDS Metricom toll-free line at 1-866-887-1150.
Kelly, again, to go back on this, on the dyslexic situation. Hello. Yes, I'm being dyslexic. A lot of us think that's just kids. I mean, you work a lot with children. But one of the other programs, part of the program that you have, works with adults. How does that work?
Right. In fact, all the programming I use works with adults. I specifically just created a course called Executive Functioning Success.
Mm-hmm.
And that course is tailored toward parents and professionals in the field of education. That is a graduate level course that's being offered through Marion University for graduate credit. And that course goes through visual strategies on how to effectively manage your time, how to organize, and just how to improve your metacognitive function. So how to think more through problems, through projects, and how to plan for things.
So if I'm an adult out there and I'm listening to the program and I'm feeling like, boy, this is interesting to me. This is going to help me. I can contact you and you can help me with that executive development program?
Absolutely.
And we can reach you where?
You can reach me on my business number at 262-226-9284, or you can reach me directly through my website, which is www.reedlearningservices.com.
Cool. When we just went through a little bit the definition again, is the perception, I guess, or the view or attitude about dyslexia changing? Are we seeing in the schools and just in general people taking a look at it a little bit differently than it used to be?
I think there is more awareness growing in the school systems, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing school systems with more access to the appropriate type of programming for kids who have dyslexia. I'm also seeing a lot more parent groups pop up, you know, not just in Wisconsin, but throughout the country. The Decoding Dyslexia groups are our parent advocacy groups that really push for, you know, getting the right types of programming for students.
How many kids on average, what percentage would you say are involved with dyslexic problems?
Well, dyslexia isn't just limited to children, but it's 20% of the population.
Wow.
And it doesn't discriminate based on your age, your culture, your socioeconomic status, your gender. It is 20%. And then to get even more specific, if you look at any population of kids that struggle to read, 80% of those generally show signs and symptoms of dyslexia.
Now, in dealing with dyslexia, Kelly, you've developed some products here, the Silver Moon Special Rules product. Tell us about that.
Yes, I'm really excited to launch my new product line. The Silver Moon Spelling Rules program is a spelling program. And what I've done is I've created a rule-based system for children to learn to spell. Using rules. So it's building understanding as opposed to memorizing words for a spelling test. And these rules are all unique. They are American English spelling rules, but what I've done is given them characters, I've given them imagery, and
when you talk about these rules, this is like the I before E except after C kind of concept that we're talking about, or is that way too limited?
That's a great question. You know, and that rule has only proven to work, I think, what, like 36% of the time.
Yeah.
So no, I don't include that rule. We're talking about, so I'll give you an example of a rule. One of my rules here, a very basic rule, is queen quail.
Queen quail?
Queen quail. So now, on the picture of this card is a quail, right? And embedded in that picture are picture clues. So the student's going to look for the Q-U in this picture. And when you flip this card over, the queen quail says that Q is never without U. Q-U says two sounds.
Okay.
Qua.
Yeah. Okay.
So it sounds basic, but it directly teaches.
You know, one thing about basics is it's a good place to start. And I think I'd like to go back to a word you used a moment ago. You used the term disability, but dyslexia is being not perceived anymore as a disability. It's just a difference. It's just some people are born without an arm or without a hand, and they learn to adapt. It's the same thing. People don't have good eyes. They have to have glasses.
Well, yes, and I don't like to use the term disability when I talk about dyslexia, because really it is a learning difference.
It is.
It is defined as a disability. So if you go to a neuropsychologist or an educational psychologist, have your child tested for dyslexia, it will be listed as a learning disability. But it really is just how a person's brain is wired to learn to read differently.
It doesn't mean they're not intelligent.
You're correct. You're correct. You know, intelligence has no correlation with dyslexia whatsoever.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of kids, I think, find out they can't read with their friends in school, and it teacher slapping their ruler on their fingers again, you know.
Tony, you went to a really rough school.
Yeah. Okay. A deum quille tificat, juventud meam.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Altar boy prayers. But I think it's important that people understand it is not an indication of intelligence. It's more of a vehicle of how people express themselves. Mm-hmm. We use words, we use writing to express ourselves. Sometimes we get our letters turned around and our numbers turned around, but we're still thinking.
It is.
Self-confidence
and
is important.
There's the strength side of dyslexia is really fascinating to look at, because when you look at the disproportionate number of all-star athletes and musicians,
yes,
and artists and entrepreneurs who end up being dyslexic,
mm-hmm,
it's pretty powerful.
And you know, it's interesting when folks like that admit it,
mm-hmm,
they become an inspiration for kids.
Yes, they
and
do.
Other people.
Yes, they do. And, you know, scientists, brain scientists, have been able to actually image the brains of a dyslexic reader versus a non-dyslexic reader. And they do this while the person is reading,
mm-hmm,
and they can physically see different activation, different areas of activation light up in the brain.
Hmm.
When comparing a dyslexic reader versus a non-dyslexic reader.
Great. So, well, to kind of turn this back around and get us a little bit more, again, towards the other entrepreneurs who are out there, when we're talking about, so far, we've discussed, you know, your products that you have. We've discussed a little bit about the marketplace, who your customers are, and so on. In other words, what I'm getting to is along the lines of a business plan. In developing this program, in opening up your business and so on, did you formulate a business plan? And if so, what does it look like, or how do you use it?
Yes, I definitely formulated a business plan. In order to do this, I needed help. I worked with a business advisor, and that is how I got over some of my learning curve, because mm-hmm, I have an education background. I don't have a background in business or marketing or the finances, you know, that come with owning your own business. And so I created a business plan with my advisor, but it wasn't the type of formal plan that you would need if you're going in for a loan at the bank.
Correct.
So I didn't formalize my business plan, but I certainly did map out a business plan that included things like marketing, finances, what my vision is, you know, what my long-term projections are. So 1 year out, 2 years out, 3 years out, up to 5 years out. And we, you know, really had to go through and discuss what my short-term strategy is versus my long-term strategy.
And who's your customer?
Right, and who my audiences are.
Right,
right. Mm-hmm. We defined, spent a lot of time in that business plan talking about profit centers.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
know, really defining what my profit centers would be, you know, what that would look like as far as what it would cost me as for my cost of goods, mm-hmm, what I would have to charge for those services, and then month by month, how much I think I would bring in for that profit center.
As you go through this, how much do you refer back to that plan? Do you?
I need two more. No.
No, you do. No. That's one of the things. It's not static, is what I'm getting at. How
right.
Are you seeing it as you go along? Is it changing? Have you upgraded and found that's important to you?
Completely changing.
Okay.
Yeah. At the onset of this business idea, I really envisioned myself opening a clinic. So I saw myself having a brick-and-mortar building, mm-hmm, opening a tutoring center, hiring retired teachers, mm-hmm, or, you know, those who'd be interested in being trained up,
mm-hmm,
and servicing lots and lots and lots of kids.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, my business plan and vision has kind of evolved and changed. And I don't know that I see that anymore in my near future. I more see myself trying to reach a wider audience through, mm-hmm, speaking engagements and through professional development and offering graduate-level coursework for, I hope to get into, you know, working with pre-teachers, teachers, mm-hmm, who are still in their training.
Okay. Kelly, you also have executive development, and you have time management. focuses. Tell us a little bit about that. A couple minutes, we'll be taking another break.
Sure. The Executive Functioning Success class is an 8-hour-long class, so we'll meet for 8 sessions. And in that class, you'll participants receive a workbook. And we really start by discussing and defining what executive functions are. You know, is it office skills? Is it working with a vice president? No, it's not at all. It's the functions in the brain that help us organize and manage our time and reach our goals. And if I could describe the executive functions in your brain, it would be like an orchestra conductor.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what makes everything happen in your brain.
Right.
So we start with the background there, and then we work through strategies, visual strategies, and how to
apply those things. What is time management about?
Well, the time management...
There's more to it than just time management.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it can get down to as specific as what percent of time will you spend on what projects during any given day.
Okay.
You know, so the day doesn't get away from you.
Yeah.
So oftentimes we have these to-do lists that are a mile long, and you look at the to-do list at the end of the day, and maybe you've done one thing, but it's just so defeating.
Well, and then on top of that, you also keep adding the extra ones that you hadn't planned on. So by tomorrow, your list is 3 times as long.
Right, right. So this is really taking a realistic approach to what am I really going to get done today? What are my priorities today? Mm-hmm. And then we'll span that out to a week and to a month. And
cool.
Yeah.
We're
going to
take our last break right now. We're talking this morning with Kelly Steinke. Kelly is the owner of Reed Learning Educational Services, LLC, and you are listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Now, welcome back to BizTalk. It's our final segment here. We're going to get back to Kelly in just a moment, but we want to thank the sponsors who help bring the program to you each weekend. SCORE could not bring you this program without the support of these very gracious sponsors, and we thank them for their support. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, the Bank First National in Appleton out on West Wisconsin Avenue. Also want to thank Candeo Creative. Zach in Oshkosh does a great job supporting our website, biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to a previous program or re-listen to a program, you can go to biztalkwithscore.com, and they're all out there. We also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News for helping to promote our program, BizTalk, in their biweekly periodical called The Business News. If you're in business and you're not subscribed to it, for $20 a year, you really should be, because you're going to pick up a lot of good information that's going to help your business succeed in the Fox Valley. So we want to come back to Kelly Steinke, owner of Reed Learning Educational Services, LLC. Kelly, tell us again, folks have been listening to the program and they have some follow-up questions. How can they reach you? Your website and your phone number.
I can be reached through my website at www.reedlearningservices.com. Mm-hmm. You can submit an email right there, or feel free to call me. I'm more than happy to speak with you over the phone. 262-226-9284. Mm-hmm. I'd love to hear from you.
What was it like to build Silver Silver Moon, your own product, exciting to do that. You're expressing yourself. You're bringing value to the client. You're saying this can make a difference. What's it like to do that? A lot of people want to do something like that.
Super exciting. Yeah, this has just been, it's really been a lot of work, but it's really been a dream come true as well. I have toyed around with creating a product for years now, but they've always been smaller ideas. Mm-hmm. And this product evolved into something I never expected it to evolve into.
And what is that?
Well, I ended up with an entire instructional manual.
Okay.
Complete with 21 direct instruction lessons that are multi-sensory. They're explicit. They're cumulative. So it really has a lot more oomph than I first imagined it would.
And yep. People want to see what this looks like. It is on your website now. I understand you brought that. You've gotten that up on there. In there, it was the shop, do you call it? Is that the part of the link?
Yeah, you'll find the Silver Moon spelling rules under products or store on my website.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a really neat website because you actually have vocal testimonials out there, don't you?
I do.
People actually tell folks that you can hear it on the computer of what it meant to come to Kelly to help with my child's dyslexia or understand more about that. And it's really a great website.
Yeah, that's one of the things, too, with your kind of specialty, to have that kind of communication in the marketing side with your client front end so they get a better understanding of what it is you do before they call you.
Right.
So great job with that.
Thank you. You know, and honestly, I think all my clients are relationship-based. So,
okay. You
know, I haven't done traditional marketing up until a few months ago, and everyone is kind of out of referrals. So okay. It's been a real great thing. It's
Tony,
quite a compliment.
Tony can verify, I did not prompt you to say relationship-based, but that's one of the things we use a lot when we come to counseling our clients. It's relationships that are so important. So,
well, that's basically where the client and the provider have a sense of trust between each other. Mm-hmm. It's not just a transaction, collect money. There's value being delivered, and obviously that's happening with you, Kelly. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Wish you the very best.
And we have one last thing that we have to ask you, of course, and that is we're at the point where we ask you to give us a quick biz tip so the people out there, you know, what would you recommend? What's your little pearl of wisdom for today?
My pearl of wisdom is create a circle of advisors. So find people who are smarter than you or who have different smarts than you that you can learn from and ask lots of questions and listen.
Okay. Outstanding.
Wow. That is really cool.
Can we use that as an ad for SCORE?
That's a life building. That's a life building all the time. Kelly, we want to thank you for coming in this morning. It was a great program. We learned a lot. Thank you for sharing that with us, and we all wish you the very best in your business.
Well, you're welcome. Thank you for having me here.
And we hope to have you back on the program, and during the break, we talked about you maybe doing a seminar at SCORE for some of our entrepreneurs who want to learn that executive development technique.
That would be fantastic. Thank you.
You're very welcome, Kelly. Well, Randy, next week, Maria Van Abel's coming on with Scott Beyer, and they're going to be talking about 360U, which is an athlete development program that they're both athletes, and they're helping kids get better so they can go off to college and maybe qualify for a scholarship. So, folks, we want to thank you for joining us this morning. We wish you a very good weekend, and we'll talk to you next weekend. You've been listening to BizTalk and the Voice of the Fox Cities at 1150 WHBY.